Okay, let's get started with Shoftim Perek Hey. Shoftim Perek Hey, this is the famous Shiras Devora. Perek Dalad was the story. This is the only Shira that we have in Sefer Shoftim after a war took place. We know there are a number of Shiros in Tanakh, the most famous one being Az Yashir in Parshas Beshalach. That's why this is very appropriate to be the Haftorah for Parshas Beshalach, according to some that don't only read the story, but also read the song following it. So this is the song of Devora and Barak, who sing after their defeat of Yavin Melech Canaan and his soldier and his general Sisera. After they had defeated, Devorah and Barak get together and sing. And they describe in the song a little bit of Jewish history going back relating to Maimon Har Sinai. And they say, and Am Yisrael sinned and Hashem left them until they started doing Shuvah, until they inspire them. And they go through all the Shvatim that helped out, all the Shvatim that didn't help out, and towards the end they even discuss and how we learned some of the miraculous events that took place was from the song, not from the events itself in Perek Dalet, but here talking about how the constellations themselves made it difficult for Sisera and Yavin and their men, and the Nachal Kishon, as we will see, took part in the defeat. Towards the end they praise Yael, the one who took care of Sisera ultimately, and even compare her to the Imahos, as we'll see, Tevorach Minashim Yael. And finally, we describe the mother of Sisera at the end of the song, looking out of the window and hoping beyond hope that her son is going to return, and ultimately, he does not return. We're all familiar with those psukim from Rosh Hashanah, where Chazal tell us that the 100 cries that the mother of Sisera cried when the truth finally set in is keneged the 100 kolos that we blow on Rosh Hashanah. What is the connection? We'll have to talk about that. But at the end, the parak ends off, Vatishkot Haaretz Arba'im Shana. After this is another 40 years where we have Nachas Ruach and Shalom and Shalva. So now we could talk about the Shira. Again, the Shira could take us many hours. Almost every Pasuk have a number of Chazals based on the Psukim, but we'll try to do our best to try to glean some of the messages of this beautiful song. First of all, this song is written, then in a Navi, the song is written in a certain way, like many Shiras are written, right? It's written in what's called Ariach al Gabi Levena, meaning it's not written brick on top of brick, one on top of another, as we had back in Sefer Yehoshua, when the 31 kings were listed there, if you remember, they were listed with one on top of another, right? There's kings on the one side in Perek Yud Beis, Melech Yericho on one side of the column, Echad on the other side, Melech Yerushalayim on one side, Echad, Melech Eben Echad, straight. That's how they're listed, not like steps. Why? Chazal tells us because we don't want them to be able to grab onto anything to latch onto. But here, the text is written as the text in Az Yashir, right? And this is based on a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchus Kriyas Sefer Torah, in Yaradeya, Simin Reish Ayin Hey. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Sif Dalet, Shiras Hayam Kosvin Osa Bishloshim Shitos, you have to write Az Yashir in 30 lines, Shita Rishona Kedarka, the first line straight across, Vishar Shitos Achas Menichen Be'emsa Revach Echad, V'achas Menichen Revach B'shtei Mekomos Be'emsa. The next line you write on the two corners, the next one you write in the middle, then you write in the two corners, then in the middle, and it keeps switching off. It's written as a Shira, what's called brick on top of half brick, but you leave a lot of spaces in between. That is how Az Yashir is written, and that's how this song is written also. Again, obviously we have a Navi. Most shuls just read the Haftorah from a Chumash, but if you have a Navi and you have a Sefer Shoftim, that's how it must be. That's how it must be written. Why are Shiros listed, written like this with spaces in the middle? So many suggest that because when we sing a song of Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is so much more that we can't finish the job. We thank Hashem, but ultimately there's so much that's left unsaid. That is why when we write a song in the Navi, there are a lot of spaces, as if to symbolize what we can't even finish. We can't finish the job, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could go on forever. But that's why suggest some of the Bali Musar, some of the Mefarshim, why there are empty spaces in between, because that's an allusion to what we can't finish. Rav Soloveitchik writes, maybe that's even why at the end of davening, we say Aleinu. Right before we leave, we always say Aleinu. Why do we say Aleinu then? Aleinu l'shabeach adon hakol. It's incumbent upon us to praise you. Aleinu should be the first tefillah we say when we walk into shul. Aleinu l'shabeach adon hakol. We have a chiyuv to praise you. And yet we say that right before we leave. Says Rav Soloveitchik, because you know what we're saying? We just spent an hour davening. But what, we're finished? We thanked Hashem whatever we have to do, we asked Hashem for everything. We praised Him? We can never finish. So before we leave, we declare that, you know what, we can never finish, but, you know, we just have to live our lives. But we say, Aleinu L'Shameach L'Adon HaKol, right before we leave. He even suggested that's also why we say different minhagim, whether you say Adon Olam or Yigdal, at the end of davening. Why? Why do we say that? We say that at the beginning of davening. It's as if we're just starting. It's as if we have to start again, because we're not finished yet. So those are the empty spaces in the Navi, whenever you have a Shira, in Az Yashir, and in here, because there's so much more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, we just can't verbalize it. The Emek Bracha of Parmanshik discusses, when is there a Chiyuv to sing to Hashem? As we know, this is the only Shira in Sefer Shoftim. And yet, there were many times that Hashem helped us out. Right? We had in the last parak, right? Ehud defeats, kills Eglon. And we're going to have many times over and over again. We're going to have the Yiftach and Shimshon and Gidon, all the different Shoftim. And only here is the Shira. So what exactly is the Mechayev of Shira, which is basically a Hallel? Says the Emek Bracha in his piece on Hallel al Hanes, there are two elements that go into Mechayiv of saying Shira. There is Me'ata Chilik, he says, Tovos Hashem and Gvuros Hashem. He says the goodness of God. That's not enough. Because Hashem is good to us every day. Right? Even Teva, Hashem is good to us. But we don't say Shira for that. We don't say Hallel for that. To say Hallel, you need two things. Number one, the goodness of God to Am Yisrael. Number two, the objective, miraculous event that brought about that goodness. Those are the two elements that are the ingredients to saying Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he says, Eza Chilag, Yish Bein Tevel and Eis, right? Hashem gives us in both cases. So the answer is no. Nimsa de Beneis, Levad Tovos Hashem, Nitosa Bonami Gvuros Hashem. There's an objective recognition to the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Umishim Zehu de Mechayiv in Shira. And that's why there's a Chiyuv of Shira al Hanes. Because it's not only goodness to Am Yisrael, but it's objective, amazing events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, this recognition of Him by the world, so that's not just Tovos Hashem, but Gvuros Hashem. That is His formulation for the Chiyuv of Shira. And that's what we have here, right? We have Am Yisrael, we're saved by Hashem, but in a miraculous fashion, as we'll talk about the miracles in the coming moments. Good. So now we have the parak. Vatashar Dvorah uBarak ben Avinoam bayomahu lemar. Dvorah and Barak start singing lemar. Question is asked by many. I, Kalisha, how could she be singing in the middle of Am Yisrael in front of everyone? So answer number one, we'll get to another answer with Hashem soon. Answer number one is she didn't sing alone. Dvorah uBarak ben Avinoam. Right? They were singing together. When there's men and women singing together and you can't distinguish the woman's voice, so there's many more Heterim, and therefore it says here, Dvorah and Barak ben Avinoam sung. What did they sing? Bifro'ah pra'os v'Yisrael. When Am Yisrael find difficulty, when we're parua, when we are Rashi, k'shebo pirtos al Yisrael, when the enemies are destroying us, and Hashem has left us, you know how we get back in? Behisnadev am. When we're mitnadev, literally means to volunteer, but when we look within ourselves and turn it around, Baruch Hu Hashem. Then Hashem's going to come back to us and give us a bracha. But it's all up to us. Before Pros be Yisrael, Bisnadev am. When we do, Rashi says when we start doing Shuva, that is when we bless. That's when we will bless Hashem, and that's what Hashem will bless us. The Gemara in Shabbos, again, let's start us off. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutes Mabez, has a limud, a chazal, based on this psukim. A lot of chazals based on these psukim that are not the pshat of the pasuk, but the Gemara says, Kuf Yutes Mabez, Amar Abishua ben Levi, Kala Ona Amen, Yeheshme Rabba, Mevarach, Bechol Kocho, Koran Lo Gzardino. If anybody answers Yeheshme Rabba with all their might, Rashi says, B'chol Kavanaso, if anybody answers, that's the most important, as we know, Hefsik, even in places where you can't answer Amen, you can answer Yeheshme Rabba. So if somebody answers Yeheshme Rabba with all their strength, Karen Lo Gzardino, their evil decree is ripped up. Shene Emar, as the Pasuk says, right here, Bifroa Peraos B'Yisrael, B'Hisnade Am, Baruch Hu Hashem. What does that mean? My time of Bifroa Peraos. Paru is to break through, to rip up. When is it ripped up? Mishum to Baruch Hu Hashem. Because we bless Hashem. So this pasuk is the source, says the Gemara, for saying Amen Yeheshme Rabba every day and saying it with Kavana. Good. Pasuk Gimel says the Navi, Shimu Malachim Azinu Rosnim. Listen up, says Dvor and Barak. Listen up, kings and princes. Anochi Lashem, Anochi Ashira. I am singing to Hashem, I am singing. L'shem Shamayim. This is another answer said by some of the Achronim. And that is when there is a totally holy atmosphere, and there's Pachad and Mora, so maybe that also might solve the Kalisha problems. That's what the Mishpat Zohar discusses, that it could be that here too, that's the emphasis of Anochi Lashem, Anochi Ashira, Azamer Lashem, Elokei Yisrael. There is a beautiful Medrash in the quoted, starting with Rashi. Right, Rashi says here, if you look on the Anochi, Rashi says, what's the double Anochi? Anochi. Rashi quotes a Medrash Agada in the Yalkut Shimoni. Lo kipech HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar tavor the Carmel. We're all familiar with the Medrash, that by when Hashem wanted to give us the Torah, all the mountains would say, I want the Torah to be given on me. I want the Torah. Har Carmel, Har Tavor, two of the huge tall mountains. And Hashem says, no, Har Sinai. Right, the smallest of mountains. So those mountains were brushed aside. So what does Rashi here say? Those mountains got their due later in history. Where did this nace take place? Har Tavor. In Sefer Malachim, where did Eliyahu, right, disprove the false prophets? He built the Mizbeach on Har Carmel. So even though Har Carmel and Har Tavor were not zocha to have the Torah being given on them, but right here Rashi says, they got their schar. Here's the first one. Har Tavor. Shebol matan Torah l'teis lehem as a Torah. The chazru b'voshes panim. They were very upset about that. Armon l'makadosh baruch hu. Sof shani porei lechem kiflayim. I'll pay you back double. What's double? Right here. Anochi, Anochi. What's Anochi? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Anochi, the song, that song on the nace of Har Tavor, two Anochis. A double Anochi is used as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying back this mountain twice. And just like by Har Carmel, also, what did Am Yisrael scream out after the fire came down from Shemayim and ate up the carbon of Eliyahu? Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Double. Again, because Har Tavor and Har Carmel got their due. I saw in one of the Sfarim in the name of the Shevet Alevi that he says, why Dafka did Hashem choose then Har Sinai for then and here not? Because when it comes to Torah, we have to lower ourselves. And we have to realize there's so much to know and keep pushing, but look at ourselves as low. That's why Har Sinai is where the Torah was given. But when we fight the enemy, there's nothing about being meek. When we fight our enemies, we've got to be strong and know we're fighting Tzivos Hashem. We're fighting for the armies of God. And that's why we have, in the battles, we have the tall mountains. We have Har Tavor and Har Carmel, which is proving God is correct among all the nations. That's why Har Sinai was specifically appropriate for the Torah, but Har Carmel is appropriate, Har Carmel and Har Tavor are appropriate for these. Okay. So that's Anochi Lashem, Anochi Ashira. Good. Azamar Lashem Elokei Yisrael. Hashem B'teischa Miseir. Pasuk Dalet, Hashem going out from Seir. That's an allusion to Har Sinai, B'tzadcha Misdei Adom, you came, Eretz Rasha, at the time of Har Sinai, the land shook, Am Shamayim Natafu, the heavens and the earth were all shaking, we know all natural rules, and everything stopped at Har Sinai. Everybody was shaking. That was Es Sinai, Mepnei Hashem Elokei Yisrael. But now, says Devorah and Barak, Pasuk Vav, Bimei Shamgar Ben Anas, right, that was the previous Shofi, Bimei Yael, Chadzlu Arachos, Holchei Netivel Dielchu Arachos HaKalkalos, all roads were blocked off, Jews couldn't be seen in public, it was terrible. And what happened? Chadzlu Prazon B'Yisrael Chadelu, all the open cities amongst Am Yisrael were closed, meaning nobody lived in open cities because they would get destroyed. Everybody huddled. Everybody was in closed cities. Ad until who saved the day? Ad Shakamti Devora, Shakamti Ein B'Yisrael. Until I came along. Until I came along and I saved the day. Gemara Masechet Samach Vav tells us she was punished for this. Obviously, she did have a big part in it. But this pasuk is a little bit gaiva sounding. A little bit haughtiness, and the Gemara says she paid for it. Right? The Gemara says in Samach Vav Mabeis Masechet, Kol HaMisyaher, anybody who holds themselves a little too high, even if you've accomplished something, but we shouldn't hold ourselves too high. Im Chacham Hu, Chachmaso Misaleches Mimenu. If a wise man, if a big Talmid Chacham looks at himself after he gave a shiur, I am so awesome. I gave such a knockout shiur, I had everybody eating from my hand. Oh, I am so great. Right? So his Chacham is going to leave him. A person can feel good about what they did, but But say, Hashem helped me do this. Hashem gave me the kochos. Hashem gave me talents to do this. If somebody takes it for themselves, their chachma is going to leave them. Im navihu, nevuaso mistalekes bimenu. And if they're a navi, so then their nevuah is going to leave them. Where do we see chachams? That was from Hillel. Where do we see nevuah? From right here. Because what happens here, Dvorah says, it's me, it's all me. And a few psukim later, what do we have? In Pasuk Yud Beis, right? Lachadodi is based on this. Uri, Uri, Dvorah. Dvorah, wake up! Uri, Uri, Davri Shir, keep singing. What do you mean, wake up? She's in the middle of singing. Chazal say, because she lost her Siyata Deshmaya. She lost her Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, she had to like, because she became haughty for a moment. And therefore, obviously on her level, so therefore, she had to awaken herself, so to speak, again. Uri, uri, dabri shir. Kumbaraku shvei shevicha ben Avinoam. So now they start telling the story of what exactly happened here. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Az yirat srid la dire am. A little remnant. A little remnant of the Jews. It was Rabin Miyamiyatim, just like in the Hanukkah story here. It was very few Jews that were fighting. Hashem yirali bagiborim. Hashem helped us, right? All of a sudden, it's no longer, it's me. Hashem yirali. Hashem is the one that helped me overpower the Giborim. Mini Ephraim, Sharasham ba'Amalek. From the roots of Ephraim, who helps conquer Amalek? The people who are from Ephraim. Who? The Bnei Yosef. We know Chazal tell us that it's the Yosef descendants that always battle Amalek. Right? We know Yoshua ben Nun from Ephraim. Right? Ephraim, the son of Yosef. It's always the Bnei Yosef. Later on, Shaul HaMelech from Binyamin. Right? So it's always the children of Yosef that are battling Amalek. Why is that? Why, Dafka, is it the children of Yosef? So there's another beautiful Yalkut Shimoni. Amar Eshbol Bar Nachmeni. It's quoted in the Musar Nevi'im here. Misores Agadahi Biyadenu. She'ein Esav Nofela Biyad Benel Shel Rachel. Esav, which comes from Amalek. Esav. It's Edom, but the Medrash links it. Esav only falls into the hands of the children of Rachel. Why? Lama? Listen to this. Shimboim hashvatim ladun im Esav. If the shvatim come to fight with Esav, lomar lo lama l'radafta esachicha. Esav, why do you run and fight at Yaakov? Why do you want to kill Yaakov? It's not nice. Hu omer lahem, he'll tell them, well, why do you sell your brother? You know, he also has a taina. Lomar adaftim es Yosef achicha, meincha me'ulim imen. You're no better than me. So I wanted to kill Yaakov, you wanted to kill Yosef. V'kivu shubayit al Yosef, Omer lo, lamar adafte esachicha, v'niyachal ashivo. B'nei Yosef came along and say, hey, why are you running after Yaakov? Esav has nothing to say. Im tomar sha'asa l'chara, if you want to say, oh, Yaakov stole the brachas from me, well, my brother sold me into slavery, and I didn't do anything to them. Af achai sholmu li ra'av, ani shalamti lam tova. Miyadu shosek. That's it. Esav has nothing to say to the Bnei Yosef. That's why throughout history, it's those descendants that are the ones. The Oach is that God of Beishnei HaTzadikim. And not only that, you grew up with parents like Yitzchak and Rivka, and you didn't learn from them. And I grew up with Potiphar and his wife, and I made sure not to learn from them. So Esav, you have nothing to say against me, and that's why it's always the Bnei Yosef. And that's what it says right here in Pasuk Yudalid. Mini Ephraim Sharsham Ba'amalek. From the roots of Ephraim, they're the ones that are always fighting Amalek. Acharecha, Binyamin, Ba'amamecha, and then Binyamin comes. Mini Machir, and Machir, Umizvulan, these are all the great Shvatim that helped them in the battle. Visarai, Biyisachar, Mdvora, Biyisachar, Kain Barak, Be'emek, Shulach, Baraglov. But then he starts saying there were some Shvatim that did not do what they were supposed to do. Beflagos, Ruvain, Gedolim, Chikike, Leif. Ruvain, you gotta research your actions. Ruvain, I don't know why you didn't come. Lava Yashavta Bena Mishpatayim, Lishmoa, Shrikos Adarim. What were you doing? You were just caring about your herds of sheep? Gilad, Be'ebra, Yardin, Shochin. Gilad stayed. Vidon, Lama Yagur, and Yos. Don was out in his boats. You're worried about your investments? You didn't come fight with Am Yisrael. Ashala Yashav Lachof Yamim al Mifratz of Yishkon. So she starts saying that there were certain Shvatim that came to battle and certain Shvatim that did not come to battle. And here we go. Starting Pasachov. Min Hashamayim Nilchamu. From heavens we fought. What does this mean? So the Gemara Darshans in Psachim Kuf Yud Ches that the constellations also helped out in the battle. The sun and the stars, they made it boiling, boiling hot. And then what happened? Because all the Canaanim got boiling hot. What they do? They started taking off their armor and they started going into the Yarden in order to cool off. And the Yarden swept them away and drowned them. That's how the nature itself, that was the miraculous elements of this fight. Min hashamayim, kochavim, mimsilo, sam nilchamu im Sisera. The sun and the moon and the stars, they all started fighting with Sisera. Because they wanted to take part in the battle. The Gemara even says in Psachim, I'm Kufyud Chesim Abeis, that there was a payment that was due here. What was payment? The Gemara describes that Akrias Yamsuf, the Yamsuf, so to speak, you know, swallowed up the Egyptians, and that's it. And Hashem says that, you know, but Israel are scared. They think the Egyptians are coming out the other side and they're going to chase after them again. So, you know, spit them out so they see the Egyptians were dead. And the Yamsuf says, no way! I did a Kiddush Hashem, I swallowed these Egyptian Rishayim, I want to keep them! So, Hashem says, don't worry, spit them out, I'll give you your due in the future. And when was the future? Right here. Right here, when the Yardin swallows up the Kenanim, who were trying to kill Am Yisrael. So this was a Hashlama, says the Gemara, Psachim Kuf Yud Ches, this was a Hashlama of that battle. Continuing, Nachal Kishon Grafam, as we just described, the Nachal Kishon swept them away. Nachal Kidumim, it was an early Nachal, because it was a story that goes back generations. Nachal Kishon, Tidruchi Nafshi Oz, you really took part in it. And then we get to the last section of the Perek, when we start talking about Yael. Tvorak Minashim Yael, Eshes Chever Akeni. Blessed is Yael, more than the Nashim Eishas Chaber Akeni Minashim Ba'ohel Tivorach. Even from women in the tent. Who are women in the tent? The Imahos. Rashi quotes that you find the word Ohel by each of the Imahos. So what Dvorah and Barak are saying is that she is even greater in a certain sense, or at least on par with the women of the tent. Why are the Imahos associated with the tent? So many Mefarshim explain, because they're Tzanua. A tent reflects Tznius. Where's Sarah? What does it say by the Malachim? Behine Ba'ohel. She's in the tent. So what's the emphasis here? Amazing. We might think that Yoel wasn't Sanua. Yoel went out. She seduced Sisera into coming into her tent. Chazal say she was Mazana with him 7 times in order to tire him out. So that's not like the Imahos. So Dafka, that's what they say here. No. She's with the Imahos. She has that level of Sneas, and she just did it L'Shem Shamayim. She did it in order to kill him, in order to tire him out to kill him. But she really belongs in that group as well. So we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara Nazir Daf Chav Gimel calls what Yael did an Avera Lishma. Very unusual Lashon. Usually we have mitzvahs. Mitzvah Shalom Lishma, mitzvahs Lishma. Here she did an Avera Lishma. Amar Abnachman by Yitzchak, Gedola Avera Lishma, mi mitzvah Shalom Lishma. Whatever, it talks about it. He says, Sheva Be'ilos Ba'aloso Rasha Ba'osa Shah, based on Psukim here. But she says that was called an Avera Lishma. The big Shaila that's discussed by the Achronim, the Nodeb Yehuda, the Chacham Shlomo, the Maharik, was what she did correct? 100%. But the question is, and this is the halachic question, if there is a situation of ones, but a maisa baratzon, so what is that considered? For example, Esther Hamalka. It was an ones situation. Klal Yisrael were going to be massacred. What did she do? She willingly went to Achashverosh. What does the Gemara say? Kasher avadasi avadasi. She became Asura Labailo, because now it wasn't being raped. She went willingly to Achashverosh. So did Esther do the right thing? Or the Nodeb Yehuda has a tshuva. The Nodeb Yehuda tshuva. There were 25 Jews that were taken captive by a pirate in the forest. He was going to kill all of them. He was about to kill all of them. One woman goes and seduces him and his mezana with him, and in that way gets all the Jews freed. Gets all the Jews freed, and he frees them. So the Nodeb Yehuda was asked, is she Asura Labaila? The act was an act of Ratzon, willingness, but it was a situation of Ones. So we have all different opinions. The Nodeb Yehuda says what she did was wrong. It was a Maisa's Nusbaratzon. She saved everyone? Okay, but she shouldn't have done that. That's the Nodeb Yehuda. Not only is she Asura Labaila, she shouldn't have done it. That's on the one extreme. The Chacham Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, in the end of Evin Ezer, says the opposite. In that type of case, not only should she do it, but she's not Asura Labaila, because it's a situation of Ones. Situation of Ones. And that's why, what's his Raya? This pasuk that we just read here. Tvorach Minashim Yael, Eishes Chever Hakeni. Yael is the wife of Chever Hakeni. Says the Chacham Shlomo or Shlomo Kluger, if she became usher to her husband, then they wouldn't sing about that she's the wife of Eishes Chever Hakeni. So it must be that she's still muteris to her husband. Unbelievable Raya from the Song of Dvorah. But that's the Chacham Shlomo, it's muter. What about Esther Hamalka? You know why Esther became Asura Labaila? It wasn't as direct. Here, she was going to tire him out and kill him, and that would save Klal Yisrael. There, Esther was going to be with him to get on his good side, then invite Haman to a party, and eventually, but it was too indirect. That's why she became Asura Labaila. She should do it. but she became Asur Labailos. This is a major discussion based on this pasuk right here. Right? He's Mechalik, but Chachma Shlomo is Mechalik between Esther versus Yael. Again, the Noda Behuda discusses it. The Mesha Chachma on the Haftorah of Beshalach discusses it. But that is a major halachic discussion based on this pasuk right here. Good. So what happens then? We have the discussion that she kills Sisera, and then towards the end, we have the description of the mother of Sisera. She's looking out the window. Where's my son? And her maid servants are saying, oh, he's getting women, he's getting money, don't worry. And eventually the truth sets in. Why is it that Chazal tell us, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel, Chazal relate the cries of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah to the cries of Aim Sisera? So, just to be safe, just to be sure, Rav Kasher in the Torah Shlema says maybe the whole thing is a misprint. He quotes a medrash that it's really Aim Sarah, the 100 cries that Sarah cried when she heard about the Akedah. So, that's one medrash. But over the past 1,000 years or so, even more, you know, we have been giving pshatim for Aim Sisera. So why Aim Sisera? So there are many versions, many suggestions given, but one popular one is that Rosh Hashanah is about letting all the excuses fall away and coming to the truth and saying, oh my gosh, this is what I have to do. So that's what happened with Aim Sisera. Excuses. He's coming back. But then the truth hit her, and she cried. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. It's about seeing the truth in front of me and making sure that I take care and put into practice what I realize. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll mention one more point next time about the Shira, and then we will continue with the next ups and downs of Klal Yisrael.